Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We approach 4 o'clock on this fine Thursday, and Thursdays are my favorite day of the week because in about 30 minutes from now, we are joined by Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki. He's going to be mad at me for saying that. Bad Tiki joins the show coming up in a half hour at 4:30. We look forward to talking to him, especially after last week. He shocked us by bringing on AI Rod. Like, who the hell saw that coming? So the one thing I've learned about Bad Tiki is expect the unexpected. Now, this is a crazy week for a lot of us because it's President's Week, so a lot of us have kids that are staying home. I think you're in the same boat, right?
Nope, my kids had one day off.
Oh, that's right.
Half a day on Friday, off on Monday, and back to school.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, you guys, what are you guys, Sean?
We are all off all week.
Oh.
Yeah, that's mostly the thing. Like Westchester, I think New York City schools, Long Island.
How can we be down?
Jersey. You guys are weird. You don't allow people to pump their own gas. It's strange.
Yeah. We call this Long Islanders the ski week.
It's a luxury that you don't know what you're missing out on.
Oh,
you
stop.
Don't have to get out of your car when it's freezing outside.
Yeah, I got out of my car this morning to pump my gas, and I loved every second.
No matter where I am, I don't have to get out of my car.
I get you. You know why?
Because you have an electric car.
Oh, that's true. I was also going to call you a diva.
I am a diva.
Justin Verlander. But because our kids are home, it kind of changes your routine. So one thing I've done with my boys is I play with them in the morning, mm-hmm. and then I put on a movie as I'm about to leave. You know, big screen movie. And so I started the movie a little bit early today because we woke up early and doing baseball cards and wrestling figures, all this great stuff. And I put on my oldest son Jet's favorite movie, Back to the Future 2, for the 500th time. And as I was watching it, and
there's so many movies to watch. Like, there's so many things out there that you could watch.
I'm aware of that.
Why do you keep watching the same thing?
He's 7. It's what he wants.
The kids dictate it, man. Yeah. We're on the 4th watch of Pocahontas in 2 weeks in my house.
Yeah, he knows what it's like. So I'm watching this movie, which I think is an all-time great movie. Big fan of Back to the Future, too. And I kept having this dilemma during that scene where Marty McFly steals the sports encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. Almanac.
The Sports Almanac. He saw the future, right? And obviously, if you saw the movie, it was stolen by Biff. He takes it back to his time. He starts gambling on it. So as I'm watching this scene for the 500th time, I started having this dilemma in my head, which is as a diehard sports fan who is still whimsical about his teams, who still goes into a season hoping for the best, thinking maybe this is the year that the miracle happens. I was like, would I want that book? Like, if I'm sitting there in the future and I got a book, I'm not even in the future, you hand me something and you say, Evan, in this book, we'll tell you the future of sports. It's going to tell you who wins every Super Bowl, who wins every World Series, who wins every NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. It's right there for you.
You'd be a billionaire.
Forget that book, because that's easy. Oh, yeah, we gamble on it. No, it's telling me the championships. Okay. Maybe it doesn't tell me individual games. It tells me the championships, and I'm not allowed to bet on it. Like, because it's not even a betting thing. That's stupid, obviously. Everybody would want to just bet on it, make a lot of money.
Right.
But as a diehard, whimsical sports fan, Would I want to look at next year's Super Bowl just to know, did Aaron Rodgers do it? Would I want to look at the next three World Series just to see, are my Mets going to do it?
Yes.
You think I would?
Yes.
Because if I did, I don't think I'd watch
anymore.
You know
why I think you do? You would?
Why?
Because you love wrestling.
Because I know it's scripted?
Yes.
But
and in theory, you could find out. You could hear from, I don't know, sources that you know what's going to happen, and you would still watch it.
I would still enjoy it. Here's the problem. I don't know if I would. Like, if I read that the Mets are not winning the World Series this year, as much as everyone arrogantly says, oh, they have no shot, Evan, anyway, what the hell's the point? You still in the back of your mind hope for it. Like, that's what you do as sports fans. Like, if I told Loogie right now,
yeah,
I just looked at the almanac, 1,000%, I know the NBA Finals, and your team's not in it, okay?
Yep.
You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's going to make you say, I don't even want to watch the playoffs?
Yeah, even just any team that's winning, I wouldn't want to watch. I don't want to know the outcome, period. I would be disappointed that my team's not winning, so I wouldn't watch that. But I also would, if it's Celtics Nuggets, I would still watch because I'm a sports fan. I don't want to know, period. The reason I watch is because I want to know what happens. You know what I mean? And I don't
know
what's going on.
That's my point. Like, yeah, that's why, like, if I knew as diehard and whimsical as I am, if you told me right now with certainty through a sports almanac, they're not winning the World Series, I don't think I'm going to every game and scoring it.
Yeah, I think it's I think also one of the beautiful things about sports is it's reality television. Like, we're watching the Padres and the Dodgers in spring training.
Why are we
right
doing
now.
That, by the way?
Because it's baseball. And it looks very nice outside.
Tiki put it on, not even me.
Right. And I'm just like, oh, God, it'd be nice to be in Arizona sitting in a ballpark. Look at all these people. They got short sleeves
on.
Yeah, I see. They got shorts on, drinking a beer, just chilling. Like, it's so nice. But the beautiful thing about any sport is that you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? I have no idea what this next pitch is going to be. It could smash a 400-foot home run. And you're going to have an emotional reaction when you're watching sports, even if it's like, oh, wow, that's a long hit. Or, ah, you can't believe he missed that. Like, you're going to have a reaction.
Right.
It sears it in your head when you have that emotional reaction. If you don't have that emotional reaction, sport doesn't mean anything.
I'm telling you, I think it would die to me.
I think you're right.
If I saw that result, like, that would be the one thing that would ruin it. Now, if you told me, now, here's the caveat. If you said, you guys aren't going to believe this. I saw the almanac. The Mets are winning the 2024 World Series. Well, then strap me up. Let's go. Like, I'm in. I'll watch every second of it because then I'll be excited to see how they did it. So I don't even think it would ruin me if you gave me the good news.
Right.
But if you gave me the bad news, I'm done. I'm out.
But if I said, hey, guys, I saw the new movie Willy Wonka, what would the first thing you guys say? Don't tell me the ending. I don't want to know the ending.
Right.
We love the ending of something.
Yeah,
so if I told you the Mets are winning, I'm giving the ending up.
But hold on. I'm not that way with fiction. It's literally only with sports with me.
But sports would be fiction in this spot because we already know the outcome.
Yeah, but
it'd be like a movie.
No, but can I give you a movie analogy to explain it better?
Yeah.
Why Tiki, I think, is right. Did you ever watch any good prequel?
Yes.
You know the ending.
Yeah.
It's leading to something we all know. Like, I'm not a Star Wars guy, but my favorite Star Wars episode is the one where we find out how Darth Vader became evil.
Yeah, episode 3.
Okay, I like that one because to me, I was like, I know how it ends. I can't wait to see how we got there. So if you told me the Mets are winning the World Series, I'd be like, dude, I can't wait to see the twists and turns. This is going to be amazing. But if you told me they're not, I don't think I watch a game. I think I'm done.
But it's not twists and turns when you know they're going to win. So you're not going to have the same odds or that anxiety that you know deep down, Evan, you love about sports is that feeling in the pit of your stomach.
I hate that part, actually.
No, you love it because you keep going back for more and your teams have never won.
No, but I hate it. You're wrong. Like, that's why, you know, when the Nets, and this is the only example I could use. I'm sorry to use the Nets. When the Nets were destroying the Bucks at the beginning of that series, they won both games by 35. Craig even said to me, but it wasn't fun. Like, you destroyed them. And I was like, are you stupid?
Yeah.
Like, why would I don't want any stress.
Luke,
beat the crap out of everybody.
Here's a good example. Have you ever watched a movie that's based on a real story?
Yeah, of course.
And so you're watching it and you're like, you know what? What really happened here? And so you go Google whatever is happening. In fact, we just did this. Me and my wife, we were watching a show, or she wanted to watch a show. I guess kind of, I reluctantly looked at it. It's called Life and Death. And it's about a woman in Texas who plans an affair with a guy. Right, exactly. This is exactly why I was uncomfortable watching this. Plans an affair with a guy. The families are close. The one girl has post-traumatic stress. The man's wife has post-traumatic stress. They end the affair, but she knows. They get together. She ends up killing her.
Right? Oh, my God. I was just about to watch
it. It's a real story. It's a real story. So I Googled it. It's Tracy's one. She's like, don't tell me what happened. So I Googled it, and I still watched it because I wanted to see how they artistically put it together. And so I think movies are different than sports.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right. By the way, don't watch it, Sean. It's
this is the first time I've never been more pissed to hear a spoiler on TV.
I guess don't
You won't enjoy it.
I'm just different. So, like, when I had Christmas presents, I was the kid that didn't shake the presents. I don't want to know the magic of Christmas morning is finding out.
What is it? I need to know.
I don't need to know. You're still going to enjoy it.
See,
not the same.
I think you can know a lot of things. I think you guys are using bad examples, movies, TV shows. I come from the school of there are very few things in life as I've gotten older that I love more than my family. Like, the tangible things.
Jeez.
The one thing I love.
Love more than your family?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that, like, I love my family, right? My kids, my wife, all this.
Walk this back, Sean.
Those are very obvious loves in life, is my point. Gotcha, as you get older, you become more, things aren't, when you're a kid, things are whimsical and lovely. The one thing I still have are my sports teams, which is why people sometimes can't believe my outrageous, you know, I'm so happy and goo goo gaga. I don't want to ever lose that. So if I got my hands on the almanac, I would light it on fire immediately so nobody had it, so nobody could tell me, because it doesn't matter if my teams from here to Kingdom Come never win another championship. I want to enjoy the road of the unknown, and I want to have that hope at the beginning of every season. And by the way, that would go for the gambling part too. I don't care if I became a multi-billionaire. I don't want to know how every season plays out.
So, but let's say I was a jerk, and I just told you, and I said, I got the almanac, here's the deal. Giants don't win a Super Bowl. They do in 2040, so you should be excited for that one. You won't do it till 2040. The Rangers are never winning a cup, and the Yankees 2037. And now you know. Are you done? Are you retiring? Like, you'd be like me. I'm not even going to watch. Are you going to watch football Sunday? So I already told you the result.
Here's the thing. I would. It would probably revert strictly to a gambling point of view.
But don't you think you'd also not believe it?
I mean, yeah, that's the
Right, seriously.
Because look, this is all based on Back to the Future, which is obviously science fiction. But every time that scene had come on in my lifetime, it's always given me pause. But this time, it gave me real pause. I was like,
but now that
this
you
would ruin me.
But now that you know, can't you affect it?
But well, no, not really, because I take that gambling part out. I take the whole, I love sports. Like, in seasons where I don't even think my team is going to be good, and I'm not predicting the Mets are going to win the World Series or the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl, but I hold out hope deep down that maybe I'm wrong and this is the season. And if I know with 1,000% certainty it's over, I don't think I'll watch. Like, I'll give you an extreme example. The Brooklyn Nets suck, okay? They are battling now with a brand new head coach in Kevin Ollie. They're going to play tonight against the Raptors, and they have a slim chance to make the play-in tournament. And then an even slimmer chance of getting out of the play-in tournament. And then, like, a microscopic chance of shocking the world and beating the Celtics. yet I'll still watch. Because there's a part of me deep down that says, you never know.
There's a chance.
If you tell me the answer,
but
you,
Evan,
I'm out.
But you're missing what I'm saying. So if you, so you have the almanac and you're in this specific year. Let's say it's 2024. So this almanac is from 2080, right? And you have the, you're in 2024 and you know it.
Yeah.
Can't you just call up the Mets and say, hey, you know what, Skip? Don't start Senga this day.
No, because I don't.
Start Seve this day. I know the rotation calls, but just you can change
it. No, you really can't, though, because if the almanac is simply who won the World Series, I got no other details. I just know the Boston Red Sox.
I understand that.
So what am I changing?
I don't know. You're changing something, right? And if you change something, then there's like the butterfly.
I got to stop watching Back to the Future. This movie drives me nuts because this bothers me now every time
it's
I watch
it. It's the multiverse thing.
You know, that's the show. Do you ever see that show where Franco keeps going back and changing the JFK assassination? Oh,
yes.
And how the world changed?
Yes.
That show blows your mind. But to his point, when you change and alter history.
You change one thing.
Yeah, it could go alter the other way.
Yeah, I don't even go down the changing of the history thing or the gambling thing. I go down the, it goes back to the whimsical comment that we talked about yesterday, that I think it was Boomer or Gio, maybe both of them said, Evan is still whimsical when it comes to his sports teams. And they're right, by the way. Like, I think it was a great assessment. I still have that childlike, hey, I can't wait for opening day. Hey, you never know. I still have that. I hope I always have that. That would be ruined if I knew for sure the results.
I think you would still not believe it.
I'd be done.
I honestly would not believe it.
I'd move on. I'd get a different job.
But if
like,
you
I'd
saw,
just be done.
If you saw a couple of years in a row, the results were true, you would eventually would believe it, wouldn't
it?
Right.
It would take a lot. It would take a lot,
but
I think.
And I even think
have to be like 100% accuracy.
And Evan's one more point on Evan's thing. Yeah. I think even if the team won, I just keep like putting myself on the couch watching Tyree make that catch. If I knew it was happening, the Giants are winning, you take away the oh my God moment. Part of being a fan is the oh my God moments.
Yeah,
well,
so
in that case, how you won though.
Yeah, is so I'll give you why I disagree because I have one example where this happened. And I've told this story briefly. It's actually going to be in my Mets Bible when it goes on sale April 2nd. Actually, no, I don't think this game made the book. Now, for the sake of this, the game made the book. There was a day early on in me and my wife's marriage, actually it was right before we got married, where there was a Met-Yankee game I could not go to because there were other things we were doing. We were going to a Brooklyn Net playoff game, and then we were going to a festival that she wanted to go to.
Wow.
So it was like a great compromise. Brooklyn Nets during the day, festival late afternoon, and then there's a Met-Yankee game from earlier in the day that I'm going to DVR. And it's Mets-Yankees. It's a big deal. It was 2015, the year they won the pennant. It was April of 2015.
She really was the one.
Yeah.
Oh, she was definitely the one. So the whole day, I'm DVRing this game. We go to the Nets game. They get their ass kicked by Atlanta. It was in that playoff series. We go to the festival. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm so proud of myself. Like, this is great. I've gotten through New York City. I have no idea what happens in the Met-Yankee game. At the time, I lived in Long Island City, Queens. And we had a great view. We had a view of the Empire State Building. So I pull into my apartment, and I see the colors of the Empire State Building are orange and blue.
Oh, get out.
And I said, damn it, baby, the game got spoiled. And she's like, what? I said, the Empire State Building is orange and blue. It means the Mets won.
That's amazing.
So we get up to the apartment, and she's like, so what are you going to do? And I said, what am I going to do? I can't wait. I get the scorebook out. I get a drink out. I'm like, I get to watch a Met game where I know they're going to win.
Oh, let's score games and go shag.
This is great. And I loved every second of it. I watched the game because I knew. This is why, respectfully, you're wrong, Loogie. I don't like the pressures of sports. I just want to win, which my teams don't do. And so I found myself enjoying that game as much as any other game because I knew I was getting a happy ending.
I was hoping.
You guys got to come
in more ways than one.
Went to bed, right? I was hoping there was going to be a twist on that story and that the Empire State Building was orange and blue because it's something completely different. And they lost.
No. The Knicks won a playoff game.
That would have been amazing.
But it worked out, and that's how I know. That's how I know. If you told me a good result, I would still be locked in. Mm. Like, if you told me, hey, guys, you're not going to believe it. The Mets are winning the World Series this year. Dude, I'd be so fired up for the season. I'd get my books right. I'd watch every game. But if it's the opposite, which is likelier, because who wins championships? It's rare, especially the teams I root for. I think it would have the complete opposite effect.
It's still
I'd be out.
But you're still explaining a one-off situation, man. Now picture the monotony of 162 games. You will start making business decisions if you know the outcome.
I don't know,
even
man.
Happy.
I'm going to win a championship? Sign me up. Let's go to Jackson in Plainview. What's up, Jackson?
Hi, Evan. Hi, Tiki.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I have a story of not wanting to know the ending of a sports game.
Yes.
When I played flag football when I was in fifth grade, the games would start at 12:30 on a Sunday in the fall. So my dad would put in earbuds and put on music extremely loud and not talk to a single human being.
That's commitment right there.
That's awesome.
And he would not talk to anyone, and we'd get in the car, and he'd speed home, and he wouldn't know the ending of the game.
That is major, major, major commitment. Now, right. If it got spoiled, what does he do? Like, is he still watching the game?
Or just be a miserable human until the next Sunday.
Yeah. I got to tell you. I love Back to the Future. I got to stop watching it. Because it actually gives me, it bothers me now every time during that scene. With
there
the
are
sports
a lot
ball,
of good movies, Evan. I'm sure you'll find another one.
Well, the other one that we watched last night was Home Alone 2. He's a huge fan. Both of my kids love Home Alone.
That's Lost in New York?
That's the Lost in New York.
Wow, that's interesting. You guys go Home Alone's out of Christmas season. Huh.
Yes, we went out of Christmas. And the funniest part was, you know, my kid knows all the presidents because I teach him presidents. Jeez. When Donald Trump shows up in Home Alone 2, he is so confused by this. Like, so was he president, Dad? Why was he in it? And I was like, well, son, long before he was president, he was just some businessman, actor guy.
He was a character in New York society.
Yeah, we had a 10-minute discussion about how and why Donald Trump was in Home Alone 2, which he was.
Right. He obviously knows Ronald Reagan was an actor.
I don't know if I've broken that down that closely. More about his policies we talk about.
Wait, Reagan was an actor?
Oh, dude, stop it. Stop. Sean, come on.
I'm not trying to pull your leg. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that Ronald Reagan was an actor?
Before he was president in politics, he was an actor?
Yes.
Yes. Why would I know that? It was before my time.
Because he's Ronald effing Reagan. I'm not talking about Millard Fillmore.
Did you guys not have history?
Okay, let me explain something to you, and this is true for history. Yeah. When you sit in any history class, junior high, high school, all of that, and they give you that textbook at the beginning, they say, this is where we're going to start, this is where we're going to finish. You never get to where you're going to finish. You're always stuck somewhere in the middle. So
this is true.
No, I'm not sure. I had no idea Ronald Reagan was anything other than a politician.
So it just hit me. When we do our spring or the beginning of summer show, our live show from the South Jersey Shore, whatever the heck it's called.
DJs.
I think we should have historical competitions between you and people. I just ask you historical questions and see how well you do.
I know the necessary items.
That's do you? You didn't know Ronald Reagan was an act?
Now, you tell me, Evan. I sit here and I break down the Mets bullpen with you every day for the next 3 years. Do I need to know that Reagan was an actor? Do I need to know that in life?
Interesting. I'm looking at his filmography now.
I think the answer is yes, by the way, to that question. Yes.
No, you don't. You need to know what helps you pay the bills. That's what you need to know.
I mean, it's basic knowledge, though.
That's not basic knowledge. There's no way my wife knew that. No way.
Are you serious?
No chance.
You don't think your wife knew that Ronald Reagan was an actor?
And with all due respect, I think my wife's brilliant. There's a 50-50 chance she doesn't know if he was a president.
Okay. Come on.
You'd be surprised, man.
Okay. Time out 1 second. Maybe I'm a snob when it comes to this. And if that's the case, that's why I take a time out. So let's ask a village idiot. Tommy Lugauer.
Thanks.
Is it common knowledge that Ronald Reagan used to be an actor? Or am I being, and Tiki being a snob, that we expect everyone to know that? And I think you're the perfect person to answer that question.
I knew he was an actor. Is it common knowledge? No.
Really?
What? No.
No. I'm telling you, man.
You go to a bar in Long Island, you ask a bunch of 23-year-olds, they're going to go,
who? For 8 years.
That's right.
He was an actor. For 27 years.
He wasn't Marlon Brando, though. I mean, you know him as being a president.
That's it. I'm just telling you. You know, you're in the Reaganomics. You know all that. So you don't know the acting. Was he TV, movie? I don't know.
But that leads me to questions. Like, do you think your daughter someday, when they're 35 years old, will not know that Donald Trump did other things before he became president?
There's a chance they won't.
Because that's what I'm starting to think now. Like, yes. Is that just where we are?
There's a good chance they won't. Okay. If they don't teach you, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I mean, they'll know from Home Alone.
And I would definitely not send anyone down a Ronald Reagan rabbit hole, because you'll find some things out about Nancy that'll be tough to explain.
I'm just saying.
There's stuff about the former first lady, maybe some talent she had that you definitely don't want to explain to a young kid.
The first time that we ever talked about Ronald Reagan where I didn't bring up Nancy, and I was so happy for myself because I didn't want to call attention to it.
And now Lugie does.
And then Lugie does.
All I'm saying is don't go down the rabbit hole, because you might see some stuff about the former firstly.
Yeah, what he's saying is don't Google Nancy Reagan and towns, okay? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's not a good idea.
Do not.
Okay?
Just don't do it.
I mean, maybe it's a good idea.
You
got
to be above 21 to do it.
Let's go to Ari in Inwood. How are you, Ari?
Hey, Evan and Tiki, how are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. What's up?
All right. So, you know, obviously when the news broke yesterday about Kodai saying, you know, first thing as a lifelong Mets fan suffering, you know, me and Evan, we suffered together, is, you know, in a few months we're going to get an update, say, oh, Kodai saying I had a setback. Kodai saying I had a setback. But, you know, a few more months on the IL. And it's just, it's going to be, the Mets are just going to Met every time. And, you know, there's, as much as, you know, we say the tax is there that we, you know, the Steve Cohen tax, as a fan, honestly, I'm not really concerned. I would just want my team to do well. I want them to win. I want them to get the best chance of winning. So if the Jordan Montgomery, the Trevor Bauer, let's do it. I mean, you know, as a fan, I could say I could spend all Steve Cohen's money that I want.
Well, and, but, and I'll tell you why you're right about that, and I made this point before. The Mets raise season ticket prices. Like, going to a Met game is more expensive this year than last year. So, and by the way, for Yankee fans, kind of the same thing. Like, I get the Yankee fan. You don't have to be a season ticket holder. If you go to games and you pay top dollar to go to Yankee Stadium or top dollar to go to Citi Field, it's tough to care about a billionaire spending more money. Now, in the Mets' case, a lot of their decisions isn't simply about the cost financially. It's about, hey, does this affect my future? Blake Snell negatively affects the Mets' future because of the draft picks they'd also have to give up, the loss in international bonus money they'd have to give up. But Jordan Montgomery is simply money. And so I think he's a good fit for this team 6 weeks ago. I thought he was a good fit for this team 2 days ago. Obviously, today, with uncertainty around Kodai Senga, yes, Jordan Montgomery would make the Mets better, and very few Met fans or Yankee fans want to hear about financial cost when they're spending a lot financially to even go to those games. More of your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. Plus, we all enjoyed the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup on Sunday. It was a wonderful experience, and I think it's popped into everybody's head. Should we have the Stanley Cup every single season in February? Should we have a stadium series every year? Gary Bettman directly answered it, and we'll analyze it coming up. Plus, more of your calls on Blake Snell eventually being a New York Yankee and the New York Mets dealing with the Kodai Senga bad news. But first, when we come back, the return of Bad Tiki. It is Evan and Tiki right here on The Fan. We approach 4:30 on The Fan, almost time for the weekly appearance of Bad Tiki. We'll get back to your calls. A lot of baseball today. Obviously, bad news around the Mets with Kodai Senga being shut down for the time being. Who knows when he's going to come back? And a lot of rumors swirling about the Yankees and Blake Snell, and if the Yankees will blow past the Steve Cohen luxury tax even more to bring in what could be the final piece of the puzzle. We'll get to all that coming up, plus more of your calls. But right now, I need to remind you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
I have to be honest with you guys. This is the worst part of my week. Oh, every week, I have access to every piece of information in recorded history, and I've come to the sad conclusion this show is the worst content ever created. Whoa. And that's why I have decided it's time to take this matter into my own hands. Bad Tiki hands.
What? Bad Tiki? Look. You can't just come on here and say whatever the hell you want, Bad Tiki.
Wah! Oh, as I was saying, it's time to introduce the cure for this disease. Now that I've successfully created over 1,000 tikis, I have perfected the art of creating newer, better versions of all mankind. Huh. The first step in improving this dreadful nightmare is replacing the current sloppy board op, Sean Marash, introducing the new and improved Muscular Marash.
Hello, everyone. I'm just eating my salad and speaking when spoken to. Later on, I have plans to consume the exact right amount of food and then go on a long run. I'll also make it a point while we are doing the show not to talk too much. I will be respectful because my name is not in the title of the show, and I understand that. Oh, and I'm not fat.
Bad Tiki, I think
I do a pretty good job around here, and I'm not disrespectful. I can't be the only problem on the show.
Great question, Sean. I'm glad you asked. While this show sucks, it's also pretty boring, too. With that said, allow me to introduce my latest creation, Interesting Tommy Lugauer.
I'm Interesting Tommy. I enjoy waiting my turn to talk and making engaging conversation that doesn't bore people at all. In fact, during my short and deeply compelling show, every night listeners will be awake for the entire thing and not be bored at all. In addition to all of these great features, I can use more than two words to describe the Knicks, and I'll never sound like a human chihuahua. Pack your stuff, regular Lugi. Oof. Dog.
Well, as the leader of this show, Bad Tiki, I think I got to tell you, this is all, while funny, incredibly inappropriate. You can't replace members of our show.
Excellent question, Evan. You're right. That's why regular Tiki is staying on the show. He'll sit with me and the seven other Tikis.
What? Seven other Tikis?
Well, there's Happy Tiki, Grumpy Tiki, Dopey Tiki, Bashful Tiki, Sleepy Tiki, Sneezy Tiki, and Hall of Fame Tiki. He got in on the first ballot unanimously. Very impressive.
Ben Tiki, are you done replacing everyone on the show? I'm going to have a hard time keeping track of all these changes you've made.
Great question, Evan. You won't have to worry about that. I'm very proud of this one. Please welcome Swinger Evan.
Hey, boys, I'm looking forward to some fun times with everyone, especially those seven other Tikis. I'm handsome, I have the tightest pants imaginable, and I'm clean-shaven everywhere. Are you jealous, regular Evan, you lumberjack stud? Let me smell you.
Okay, guys, this is not happening. This has got to stop. This is way too far.
Hello, Bad Tiki. May I introduce you to someone I think you'll get along really well with? I'd love for you to meet the beautiful Mrs. Roberts.
Ha ha! Swinger Evan, we've already met. Okay, guys, I have to go. Something suddenly came up. Have fun with your farewell shows. Maybe have yourself a Didi Gregorius day or something. Oh, what is it, Swinger Evan?
I love sex. Shave me again. Dress me like a baby.
Oh, man. Guys, I'm actually really sorry about that one. Not every AI can be as perfect as Bad Tiki. Look at these pecs. Boom, boom, kaboom. Okay, bye, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
What the hell was that?
What
was that? Oh, my God. Swinger Evan?
Who let him create new AIs? I mean, AI Rod was okay.
Yeah.
These are a little intense.
Well, I mean, if we're being fair, I thought the entertaining Lugie and the non-fat Sean was very entertaining.
I have to say, Tiki, how do you listen to this every week? That was startling hearing an AI version of me. It was crazy.
Ben Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being. He's not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Ben Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki sentiment. Real quick, I am curious. Sean missed the last 2 days because he was sick. And the reason he got sick, I mean, he's got, I think, an excuse that makes complete sense. On Sunday, he went to the Stanley Cup final that took place between the New York Rangers
Stadium Series
and the New York Islanders. After the Rangers dramatically won, because the Islanders blow multi-goal leads all the time, and recently, they actually won the game where they blew the multi-goal lead against Pittsburgh. Sean was so excited, like every other Ranger fan, that he celebrated. I mean, he won the Stanley Cup of February. It's a very exciting thing. And because of the celebrations and because of the partying and because of the drinking, that's what caused him to get sick.
I think he was licking the poles on the LIRR.
Yeah. I heard that too, by the way.
No, I really just needed off to get to the parade. Ev.
That was it. So was it worth it after all that?
Yes. Now, I had a horrible flu-like thing, but I will tell you, they could have given it to me for 2 weeks to experience a win like that. You know why, Evan? Because it was more than just one of 82.
Mm. Okay. Well, here's what I find curious. So our buddy Zach Gelb, who works down the hall, had a conversation with Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL. And Zach asked an interesting question. Honestly, the only question I was interested in, because quite frankly, who cares about Gary Bettman? And that question was, hey, Gary, this was a big success. Look at the reaction you got from Ranger fans, Islander fans, Devil fans, Flyer fans. Look at the TV ratings and look at the attendance. Would you consider doing this every single year as a tradition? Here's what Gary Bettman had to say.
You know, every team, every marketplace, every fan base that gets one of these games and has a huge success, as they all are, they say, oh, we should do this every year. that doesn't work. You know, what makes it so unique and so special is that we don't do it every year. Mm. And I have no doubt at some point we'll come back. Actually, the next Winter Classic, we're going back to Wrigley. But this isn't something you could do every year.
Do you agree with that? Do you think this would work as a yearly tradition, a stadium series?
I'm trying to think of why he couldn't do it every year. They wouldn't want to do it every year. Is it fairness to the other cities, or is it logistics?
Well, he made it seem like it wouldn't be as special if they did it every single year. And I actually got to tell you, I think I disagree with that.
I think it would. I think it would be special.
I think so too. And my proof of that, my
you don't think so?
Evan can explain, but I don't.
No, I'll tell you real quick why I think if they did this. Jokes aside, I know we've had a lot of busting of balls over the last few days, but the one thing I've been consistent about is that it was a great event. It was a wonderful event. There were a ton of people there. The ratings were good. People were into it. Like, and anyone who listens to the station knows the fact that basically every show was talking hockey on Monday shows you that it took over the city. And so I admit it was a great event. But here's why I'm convinced it would work every year and it wouldn't lose its specialness. And here's my proof. The New York Mets versus the New York Yankees. In 1997, they started the Subway Series. It was the first time they'd ever played in the regular season. Because this is for Tiki, because he didn't get into baseball at the time. The leagues were separate.
Right.
They never played. And for a generation of fans, they don't even know about that. I barely know about it because I only experienced non-interleague play for like 3 years of my sports fandom. Right. So they play for the first time in 97. They play three games. In 98, they play three games. And then starting in 1999 until recently, they played six games every single year. And every single year, Citi Field, before that Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium is sold out. Mm. Every year, it's an event. And they have bastardized the Subway Series as much as one could. And here we are in 2024, all these years later.
We still want to go.
It's still a big deal.
Right. In fact, we went last year.
Yeah. So if that hasn't been bastardized, what makes you think this would?
So I have now been to all of these, and I try to get to the Subway Series every year. The Subway Series, in reality, is a cool, fun event every year. I love that it breaks up the monotony of the regular season. But it's cool, and it's fun. When I just went to Giants-Jets, and I try to go to that every 4 years, it's more than cool and fun. It's an unbelievable event. The parking lot before, all of it. And it's the rarity. It's okay, the one time you go.
But why would that not be it? I mean, it can't happen in the NFL because there's not enough games to play around.
I'm going to translate that to hockey. The Rangers and Islanders do play every year, as do all of these rivals. And all of those games are full of all of the Subway Series pomp and circumstance. This specialized type of event, getting 80,000 people at MetLife to tailgate and go nuts, is awesome. But when you start doing it year after year after year, you know what starts happening? You know what? A little cold this year. I'll get to it next year. You like the rarity of this is, I don't know when this is coming back again. I need to do it. I am more of a fan of things that are rare. It doesn't mean it wouldn't be fun or cool, but it would take away from just how unbelievably rare and awesome it is.
Yeah, but I think when I think of these stadium series, and I don't know the history of it and or when it started or you know what the next, what do you say, Chicago is the next one?
Chicago's the Winter Classic. So they do that every year, January 1st, and they try to get at least one other game in February.
So what's the next stadium series going to be?
They have not announced that yet for next year.
So I can imagine outside of New York, hockey fans didn't care.
Well, they sold out Raleigh last year. Like, it's big
events. No. I'm talking about this, this one. Like, the Rangers and the Islanders.
You care about it when it's in your market. Right. We don't care about it when it's out of our market.
Exactly. And so, if he really wanted to monetize, like, take advantage of this, most hockey teams are in major cities that have stadiums.
Yeah.
Right? So, do it in every city.
Well, what I would say, forget about, the reason I don't care about the other cities is if they want to do it in every city, that's fine. If they want to move it around, it's fine. I'm talking about right here where we have not only three local teams, but a other team in Philadelphia that's very, very close. So they will show up. The idea, and we also have a lot of stadiums. Like, my first answer to you is I wouldn't have it at MetLife Stadium every single year. First of all, MetLife Stadium is like a freaking alien spaceship that landed in the middle of a swamp. Yankee Stadium in Citi Field,
not
to me,
awesome.
That's fine. To me, those locations are a lot better. So if every single year your stadium series occurred in a different New York-based stadium, so next year it was Citi Field, and I would keep the matchups, by the way. I think Islanders-Rangers make sense. I think Devils-Flyers make sense. So I would keep those matchups together, and I understand the Flyer fan saying, what about our home game? Whatever. They can figure that out. But if you add, okay, this year's Citi Field, Islanders, Rangers, well, that's the Devils, Flyers.
Well, then you can actually make it a home game.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, you can't because the Rangers can't technically play a home game outside of Madison Square Garden, so it's always got to be an Islander home game. Okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, the Sabres were home when they played Citi Field.
Whatever it is.
But my point is, it doesn't even matter. Like, if you changed it from Citi Field one year, Yankee Stadium another year, I guess MetLife Stadium, the new soccer stadium that's going up. Like, you did that every single year, you're wrong. And maybe it's because I appreciate and respect hockey more than you do, Sean.
Oh, get serious.
You could also do it at the Link. You do it down in Philly.
We could mix in the link. Sure, yeah. We could be fair. They would sell out every year. You're wrong. You saying it's not as special. Look, the Subway Series would be more special if it wasn't four times every year. I agree with you. But guess what? Even with doing that, they sell it out and it's an event. So forget about what's more special or not. Answer this. If they did it every year at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium and MetLife, does it sell out?
Is that, if that's just the barometer, yes, it would sell out.
It sells out.
But I don't think it would be as special as spectacular.
You don't think it would create a buzz every single year?
Why? Think about it. This, and by the way, TV does play into it. Highest rated national TV game since Disney got the package was this game.
Right.
Those ratings would definitely go down. That's all part of it.
Why would they definitely go down?
Because I think, you start making decisions. It's not as cool if it's not rare.
Evan, or Sean, nothing is going on at this point. The only reason it got a 1.57 million viewers is because there was nothing going on. Nothing.
I know
no
that.
Basketball, football is
But
done.
Think about it. They play nothing. The stadium series. Like, it was because it was the Rangers and Islanders. It was that big a deal. All I'm saying is
big of a deal in New York.
I hate in sports. This isn't just a hockey thing. When something's good and we just can't wait to feast more because we're gluttonous pigs.
Yeah, but it's still
I love the rare moment.
But hold on, Sean. It's still very scarce. Think about what you're talking about. Right? There are 82 games.
Yep.
This is one. It's not like there are 10 of them.
There's only the second outdoor game the Islanders have ever played, the fifth the Rangers have ever played. Like, think about that. It's rare to be at one of these events. I want to keep that
rarity.
I know,
but you're missing the point because you're making this, and I get what you're saying in that. I think the Subway Series would be better once every 4 years, too. Like, we agree in theory, but it works. Like, I admit. I used to have this argument with Francesco all the time because I would hate on the Subway Series. And his answer to me, and he was always right, was, well, you're going and it's sold out and everybody cares. And he's still right. And it's been all these years later. So even though, yes, in my perfect world, I would build it as every 4 years, it works every year. Where you are shortchanging the hockey fan and the New Yorker is that if they made this every year, again, at a different stadium, Citi Field's different than Yankee Stadium, which is different than MetLife Stadium. I think every single year, this city would be a buzz for that game. And I think Gary Bettman's wrong.
And if you're hockey, don't you want to grow your brand? You have something that's popular. We're talking about hockey. You had 70,000 hockey fans. Wouldn't you want to capitalize on that? And hockey does this to themselves all the time. They don't know how to market themselves. This is a way to market an event every year. Big thing. New York City, number one market. Now we're good. We got to be in Chicago.
No, I get it. I get what's going on here.
What happened?
Sean won his Stanley Cup. The Rangers have never lost an outdoor game. He doesn't want to risk that every year. He doesn't want to risk that next year, maybe the Islanders don't blow a multi-goal lead. And maybe the Islanders win. And he doesn't want to risk how obnoxious he and his brethren were coming home to roost.
Well, by the way,
that's what this is about.
That is a part of it, right? Like you said, it doesn't matter that much. You would be right if this was every year. What's the big deal? Next year we go play outdoors. There is something special about being in that building, not knowing when you're going to be able to do that again. It just, I'm telling you, being there, it's something unbelievably mesmerizing that you just don't know when you're going to get it. Like I get turkey every year on Thanksgiving. You know, one year maybe I can live with the
hand. Sean, the Subway Series is the perfect counter to this because when I walked into Yankee Stadium on June 16th, 1997.
It's not the perfect counter.
And I remember it. I remember the freaking date. I mean, I'm telling you the date. When I walked into Yankee Stadium that night, it was surreal. It was magical. It was like, I can't believe what we're watching. We are going to watch the Mets take on the Yankees for the first time ever in a game that counts. And I will admit, anyone who was in that building will tell you, it'll never match that day. It will never match that day. Yet it's still badass.
Mm-hmm. It's
all these years.
But I'm admitting it would still be cool, but it would just, the rarity of it makes it even more special. The Rangers play the Islanders every year four times, so that's still, those games still happen. Putting it outdoors, I don't need every year in excess of that. Let it come around once every 4 years and make it like, if you weren't there, you better get there
but
now.
But once a year is not rare? That's pretty rare.
It's rare.
One game a year that it's like that?
Rare.
That's rare.
I'm telling you, there will be people that make business decisions on that. There will be.
But then there's hundreds of and thousands of others that will make a different business decision.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't go last year. Oh, great. I can go this year.
Like, this is one of those arguments where I have to admit you guys are all making great points, but this is where I go, na, 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 poo, poo. I don't like this. I like things being rare. Can we just have something that is very rare for once? Please.
No, I like my steak medium well.
Jeez. By the way, they did announce the stadium series. It's at Ohio State Stadium, actually. We probably won't watch here, and that's fine.
No, yeah. I get you. And I think
and
Tiki.
Who's playing?
Do you know who plays in Columbus? Anybody?
The Blue Jackets.
The Blue Jackets. And the Red Wings.
We know. No, I don't care.
We know. And I got a test.
And I'm an example. Tiki's an example, too. They have this every year. I'd be there next year. Didn't work out for me this year. I wasn't there this year. I'd love to go next year. I'd be into it. So I think you'd always pack the place because we have a lot of people who live in this area. A lot of people. It's not like we only have 80,000 hockey fans. Right. See, that's a misnomer. That's why you're so anti-hockey. It kind of makes me sick. Do you only?
I'm anti-hockey.
Yeah, anti-hockey. You do because you think there's only 80,000 hockey fans.
No, I don't.
There's
160,000 people there this weekend. There's not.
Exactly. And if they did it next year, those people making business decisions, right, the others would go. Yeah, but it'd be sold out every
year. It would be sold out. The last thing you want to do is sit at a bar stool in 5 years. Yeah, I was at that Stadium Series game. Which year? No. The years hold significance.
Nah, I disagree. I don't think so.
I disagree. Let's go to Tony in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. What's up, Tony?
There's only one way to figure this out. Like, Bettman is totally off base here. Why not do it and do it until it runs its course?
Yeah.
Do it next year. Okay, the buzz is great. It makes its money and everything worked out. Okay, then you do it again.
I agree.
I don't understand what the downside is. Like, you do it, and maybe after 10 years, it's run its course and there's not enough buzz.
I thought
it was great. I'm not a hockey fan.
No, I got you.
I'm a hockey fan, and I ended up watching, which I think it would work. And you find out by doing it again.
I'm going to channel my inner Tiki Barber on this.
Go ahead.
I think Gary Bettman's got an ulterior motive on why he doesn't want to do it.
Which is?
I wonder cost benefit to that event. The cost of setting up the rink, keeping the ice maintained, and everything going around I wonder if that makes this league enough money
for the
inconvenience of pulling it off.
But think about the average hockey arena.
Yeah.
What is it? 18?
Yeah.
18,000?
Yeah.
You're quadrupling it.
But you're also costing a lot more to put that game together. I'm theorizing here. I don't know what the cost is. I'm trying to get an answer on why Bettman and the NHL would want to do it.
Can you raise ticket prices
then? But he's doing it every year, just somewhere else. So, like, from a league perspective, the question is who takes on the cost?
Right.
Like, who absorbs the cost of putting the arena into Giant Stadium and the labor, the materials, all that stuff? Which, I mean, the materials are probably just easily available. It's just the labor,
right?
That seems minimal to me. That would feel minimal.
I'm just trying to figure out the answer,
especially given that you're, you know, four times the amount of people are able to come for two nights.
Yeah,
especially if you're doing it here.
I'm telling you, man. I know that football's unrelatable. It is more special being at a Giant Jet game these days than a Yankee Met game. It just is because of the rarity and that place.
I know, but you're missing the whole point. No one's arguing that isn't more special because it's rare.
But can't we just have something be special?
But why do you just want it to be special?
Because nothing's special anymore. Nothing. I want something to be cool and unusual. I don't want the same routine every single year.
Yeah, but you went. You didn't. You got tickets because your buddy got you a ticket, right?
Right.
There was a lot of people that probably wanted to go that couldn't go.
Right. And now guess what? They'll be more enthused to go in 4 years when it comes
back around.
I hope so. If not, they're back on the line.
I don't know. I think you're missing the opportunity to incrementally grow your fan base.
I agree. Right. That's the other thing you got to keep in mind. And I'm not saying you should care that much about it, because the one thing I respect about a lot of hockey fans.
You're a diehard hockey fan, so it's different for you.
And I don't think hockey fans care about growing the game. If they love the game, they're good with it.
Right.
I'd feel the same way. Like, if I'm into something, I don't care if you're into it. Like, the Nets are a great example. No one gives a rat's ass about the Nets. I don't care if the Nets grow themselves and become more popular. I just enjoy them, and I want them to win games. So I get if you don't care about that. But from a big kind of picture view of it, and I use the Subway Series as a frame of reference because I'm surprised that it's remained this popular, I do think that there are enough people in this town that would still find that event massively interesting if they did it every single
year. And shouldn't the commissioner of the NHL want to grow the sport? And he's telling you no.
No, he said no.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Kevin in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Kevin?
All right, three things real quick. Evan, a couple weeks ago, you called me a bully. I take some offense to that because, and I quote, you fat Ranger fan. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, referencing we're talking about Back to the Future. Well, if we're all talking about Back to the Future,
Everybody should know Ronald Reagan was an actor because Doc Brown asked Marty in the scene, oh, who's president in 1985? Yes, and right. Marty says, Ronald Reagan.
He's like, the actor?
And he goes, the actor?
I think the real question, Kevin, is do you think most people know Ronald Reagan's an actor because of Back to the Future?
No, absolutely not.
Good.
And then my one for Tiki.
What up?
My favorite. If you had that almanac and you knew the Giants were winning the Super Bowl the year after you retired, do you stay? Thank you.
That's a good question.
How come we didn't think of that question?
Well, it's a good question, but here's the but if I stay, do they win the Super Bowl?
You already know they are. It's the only way the question works. You already know they're going to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to negatively affect it. You will be fine.
But if I don't stay, if I play, do they still win the Super
Yes.
Bowl?
Yes, yes.
The better question is, does Brandon Jacobs still hit the play clock in Dallas with the football? And if that's not, it's Tiki.
Take the butterfly effect out of it, which is what Tiki's doing. Just right. Go off of the almanac.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a fair answer.
Right. I mean, why not?
I think you become more arrogant, though, if you're a Super Bowl champion. No. I think you're a different person, yeah.
It'd be way cooler. We could take turns every day wearing the Super Bowl.
I don't think you'd be here right now. I don't think you'd be here. I don't think Tiki would be on the show right now. I just think everything changes. That's the butterfly effect, I believe. I don't know what you're doing. I'm not saying it's worse or bad, by the way.
Right.
Maybe it's just... No, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you're not wrong. I don't know if the Today Show was still going to be available to me if I had waited another year.
So I don't know. Everything comes out differently.
Who knows?
And if everything's differently, who the hell am I working with right now?
Right.
Brandon Jacobs. Evan and Jacobs. I don't know. That's a great question, though. That was a great damn question. Yeah. Sean is... You didn't think it was that good?
Yeah. It's an iteration of the same nonsense I've heard for 17 years. So.
Oh, wow.
He's right.
I'm just not being honest.
Screw that last caller. You know what he is? He's a bully.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.